when we got an air attack, I never had nothing to do with an air attack. All I do is sit there and hold on to a pipe and watch the planes come, drop bombs sometimes. They'd land pretty close. We never did get hit, but we got hit. I mean, water, they dropped them cars, they'd just miss us maybe 30 yards. And when they come out, it was just like Yellowstone geyser to get water all over. And they'd come close to hitting us, but they never did get us. And I seen a destroyer right behind us get hit, and geez, it was sunk. One bomb hit it, and it was gone, just tipped right over. Down it went. 300 men died right now, you know. No survivors. So all of, and then an aircraft carrier that was with us, the Intrepid, it was always on side. They kept the, we had a task force, they called them task force. They had that destroyers all around the outside. It was maybe 30 destroyers. Well, they had torpedoes, and they had 5-inch guns. They were protecting us from submarines, you know, torpedoes. So if there was a submarine someplace, one of these destroyers would go out and get it. And they'd take care of the, as much as they could. And inside of that was two light cruisers. Well, they were anti-aircraft cruisers. They had all aircraft firepower for planes, fighting down, knocking down planes. And then we had guns till you couldn't. And we had 52 20-millimeter machine guns. We had 76 40-millimeter machine guns. And we had 25-inch guns that exploded on time. You know, they seen an airplane that was 500 yards, they could set that thing right away and fire it. It explodes just when it got to the plane and knock them down. And that's how they shot them. And that 5-inch, they were good for 3 miles. And each ship had its own color. When them shells exploded, they had a powder in the color, a bright color. Our color was orange. So if we missed, we see the orange, we see that was our shell, and we could tell whether we hit our target or not. And the 16-inch guns were the same way. We had orange. When that exploded, we could tell. Well, they knew when they hit, but when they missed, we had two planes that were observation planes. And when we were in a battle, they'd send them two planes up. They were seaplanes. They had pontoons to land in, and they'd send them up. And if we missed, like we were shooting at land targets, he'd tell us exactly where that landed and how far away it was. And they'd make the correction in 15 seconds. And may fire another one. That's how fast they could do that. They fired them every 30 seconds if they had to, if they really got a lot. And when them 16-inch went off, at the same time, that ship was 300, almost 400 feet long. And it weighed, I forget what the weight was. But anyway, it moved that ship about 10 feet over the ocean. You go like this, it'd go over 10 feet, and then it'd go. And that's how much you could just see it. And I didn't know about that when it first went off. I was loading machine guns then, hauling these loads, and we was packing them out to the guns. And I'd pack them out, and one of them 5-inch went off right in front of me, and the 16-inch went off at the same time. It almost tore the clothes right off of me. That's a concussion. And I, boy, they tell you, don't be out there when them guns, the gunner's mates, they're all strapped in their guns. They're strapped in so they can't get blown out. And the rest of the guys, they're not there. When they got a shield around them. And when they fire them guns, they just duck down. Well, I come out with nothing. With a handful of them shells, the shells went in the air and I went flying. Jeez, I almost broke my back and threw them right against the wall plate, you know. And I learned my lesson there, because when them guns go off, you get the heck out of there. And the 16s, you better get out of there, blow you right off of the ship. So anyway, we'd have to just hope you didn't get hit with a bomb.